This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com, join their team. Thanks to Byron Kerr for that breaking news. Jonathan Allen signs a deal with the Minnesota Vikings. That is his new home. 3 years, $60 million. Now, again, you always look at the guaranteed money here because you can't always believe the number at the end of the deal. You need to see how much is guaranteed for Jonathan Allen, but good for him. He was a
that's a lot of money.
Good soldier.
What did he
here
get? What was the number?
Three years, $60 million with the Minnesota Vikings.
Good for him, man.
So he obviously had a market. He was released here. The Commanders could not find a trade partner, so they let him go prior to free agency, and he lands a deal with a team that, didn't they win 14 games last year? I think the Vikings won 14 or 15 games in the regular season. So
they
he
have
lands,
a pretty good defense.
He lands with an NFC competitor that flamed out in the playoffs in the loss to the Rams. But good landing spot for him. Happy for him. He was always good to us over the years here in D.C. Was a regular guest on this show for at least one season, maybe one season plus.
That's Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator.
Correct.
In Minnesota.
Yep.
So they clearly valued him. I mean, when we were talking about Kinlaw earlier, and mm-hmm. I said cheaper, younger, heavier.
Right.
Definitely cheaper. Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave 3 years, 45 to Kinlaw, and John Allen gets 3 years, $60 million. You're right about the guarantees and all that sort of thing. So, good for him. We root for him. Good dude.
Always and a nice guy.
Unfortunately, he was here and one of the team leaders and one of the most productive players, you know, making the Pro Bowl and all that stuff when they sucked.
And hopefully we can
reach. And then he finally got, you know, to be part of a winning team this year, and then he gets bounced out.
Hopefully once he gets settled in Minnesota, maybe we can reach out to him and book him as a guest at some point to talk about his release from the Commanders and him signing with the Vikings. So we wanted to get into the 10 players that are highest ranked on Pete Prisco's list on CBSSports.com.
I'm going to tell you if I'm interested or not, Cakes.
As far as free agents go,
right.
Maybe you guys can pull up the list as well because my computer seems to have frozen on the top two names on this list.
All right, hold on.
Now, the top two names you're not going to be interested in because the top two names on Prisco's list on CBSSports.com are both quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is atop his list, and Russell Wilson comes in at number two. So the Commanders aren't going to be in on either of those guys because they're both looking, obviously, for either starting positions or, I mean, Rodgers could be a backup somewhere where he could ascend and take over for somebody who has the number one spot heading into the season.
All I see is his top 100 free agents. I'm on Pete Prisco.
One of the guys off the board that Prisco had on the list, that everybody had on the list, is Javon Holland. He has just been signed by the New York Giants.
Okay, so that must have just happened.
This is happening fast, but they're going to have to look at the guys who are left in the secondary.
Right.
You know, Ward has been signed. The D DJ Reed got signed. Mm-hmm.
Now, an interesting
some of the biggest names that were out there in the secondary have been signed already.
Now, unless this guy just got plucked, he's on Prisco's list as well. And the way these signings are going, maybe it's already happened. Justin Reed, the safety from the Chiefs, comes in at number 5 on his list. He's been with the Chiefs over the past 4 years. Hard-hitting safety, capable of making plays all over the field. In 2023, he recorded 95 tackles, 3 sacks, a forced fumble, and a pick while helping the Chiefs become the first team in nearly 20 years to win back-to-back Super Bowls. So with the departure of Chin, maybe Reed is a guy, if they can get the deal done and the numbers work, where the Commanders might be interested. Like, you might be shopping for him at some point today, but I'm guessing other teams will be in the mix as well.
Makes sense. I mean, there's a need there, Cakes.
Number 6 on the list, Rico Dowdle, running back for the Dallas Cowboys. For some reason, the Cowboys haven't re-signed him yet. They're letting him hit free agency. Former undrafted rookie. He won the starting job last year. I remember they were shuffling between him and at least one other running back. He kind of took a stranglehold on the position. He averaged 4.6 yards per carry.
Was he an undrafted rookie last year?
He's been in the league, I want to say, 2 or 3 years.
All right, so Quinn knows him.
Quinn has to know him. Yeah. He's been on that roster for, I think, at least 2 seasons. I'd have to pull up his game logs. But, I mean, he could be a fit if you're looking to upgrade your running back room. So I'm sure that's a guy that is on Adam Peters' radar. This guy's kind of intriguing, but Peters made a big splash, obviously, yesterday with Tunsil. What do you think about Mekhi Becton, guard from the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, he's still young, right? He's only 26, I think.
26 years old, yep.
Yeah. I like it. Anything to bolster the O-line, I'm all about.
He's a name even after Tunsil that is still being linked to the Commanders, at least online on Twitter. The people are speculating that they could get involved with him.
I like it. I like it.
I don't think would he be too expensive at this point, or do you think they still have enough money that they could throw at a guard?
I pulled
because they're already paying Cosme a lot.
Yep,
they're clearly going to be paying Tunsil a lot. Biotis is kind of a reasonable deal. I'm just saying, are you going to throw that much money at another guy versus trying to upgrade in the draft? I'm like at some point, you got to upgrade with your draft picks, right? I get it. It's a luxury. I think the more pressing need. Is it safety now that you've lost Chin? Mm-hmm.
Can't you also pick up a safety?
Look,
Becton's
a guard.
Sure.
Cosme is entrenched in his spot. And you guys were just talking about Coleman moving to the inside to play guard. Now, maybe they move him to tackle. I don't know.
Moving to
but
tackle.
But I think that's a luxury that you don't have to attack with a free agency pickup
like
that's going to cost a lot.
I don't know if there's too much big offensive line.
Howie Roseman said as much at the combine.
Yeah.
He's like, I can never draft enough defensive lineman and offensive lineman.
Yeah, but this isn't draft. You're talking about picking them up in free agency. I would pass on Becton or a guard in free agency that's going to cost a lot. I don't know what his price tag is going to be, but his deal before was like 4 years, $20 million. I'm sure he's going to make a lot more than that.
I would probably at least double that.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot more than that.
With the salary
I would pass on that, but I would be interested in a safety.
All right.
So Holland's off the board, though, which is surprising.
I would, but for the record, be sized if they made a deal for him. More than even Dowdle, who like kind of jumps out at you, the 4.6 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
Number
8 on this list is Tevin Jenkins. He's a guard. He was drafted by the Bears. According to Prisco, things didn't necessarily pan out. In Chicago, like Becton, Jenkins' play has improved after transitioning from tackle to guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's also young. He's 27. And I like this part about him. He's got 40 starts already under his belt. So he's an experienced guy. He's under 30. He's well under 30. And maybe he's a slightly distressed asset that you don't have to pay top market money to. I wouldn't hate that.
I'd be fine with it. I defer to the guys again, their knowledge. I do want to see, especially losing Cornelius Lucas. I do want to see them continue to bolster the O-line. I'm not going to act like I'm some expert. And I know the difference between Mekhi Becton and Tevin Jenkins. I defer to those guys.
Looks like the Commanders have about $35 million to spend still in the free agency. Now, they're not going to spend all that money, and that number was much higher a couple of days ago. It was like in the mid-70s. Mm. So they've taken a big chunk out of that number. Number 10 on Prisco's list is Rasul Douglas, corner for the Eagles. So maybe, again, you can poach from the Eagles, improve your team. He used to play for the Packers as well. Says Douglas is a good fit for teams that like to play zone.
What do you think their biggest need is now? So you've upgraded the offensive line with Tunsil. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You've upgraded your defensive line with Kinlaw. I think it's the secondary, clearly.
Secondary.
You brought back Wagner, so your linebackers, Wagner and Luvu, are set for this season. You could draft the linebacker of the future. I mean, that's drafting. I don't know about trading for somebody. If you want to trade somebody who's young, I wouldn't go linebacker. I would go preferably safety.
I always think
but corner, wouldn't hate bringing in a corner.
I think corner is always more important than safety.
Yeah, but you just lost Chin, who was the second leading tackle.
I just feel like it's easier to replace a safety than it is to find a stud corner.
I still think they have a gaping hole at like that to set the edge defensively and pass rush.
That's true too, but I don't know if those guys are floating around in free agency. Those guys just don't.
They might not tend
to reach the market.
Might have to make another trade.
Like I don't think there's like a fire breathing pass rusher that you can bring in that's going to make $12 to $15 million. Like I don't know if that guy is even out there.
Most people ridicule this free agency class.
Well, edge defenders. I mean, Khalil Mack re-signed. So he resigned. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that we talked about before, yep. 1 year, $18 million.
Mm-hmm. Who gave him that?
The Chargers.
They re-signed with the Chargers. Josh Sweat signed with the Cardinals, got 4 years, $76.4 million.
Nice, I would have liked
nice
to have
payday
had him.
There.
Hassan Reddick ended up in Tampa. You know, the guys who are still available all have big question marks. You got Von Miller, old, probably wash. This is Darius Smith. He's starting to bounce around the league. Joey Bosa. I saw that.
I kicked the tires on Bosa for cheap.
Bosa apparently is down to two teams. One of them is the 49ers, so you might want to join his brother, and I forget the other team. Might have been
the Dolphins.
Dolphins, there you go. DeMarcus Lawrence is available, the Cowboys.
I'm interested.
Preston Smith, EB, you want a reunion? Bring him back?
5 years ago, maybe.
I mean,
I didn't mind him when he was here.
If I'm Adam Peters, I might call Za'Darius Smith's agent. He had 9 sacks last year. He's a little long in the tooth. But
how old is he?
He was born in 92, so that's 8. He's like 33.
By the way, Dante Fowler Jr. could come back. I know that he's unhappy, but at some point they might say, look, you're unhappy and felt disrespected, and this is just speculation, because we gave you this offer, right? So he felt the level of disrespect, took to social media, and put it out there. But he might be like, you know what? Yeah. That's the best offer I'm going to get.
If he's getting crickets elsewhere.
Right.
Like if you're Adam Peters, I think Fowler came in last year on like a 1 year, $3.5 or $4 million deal. If you're Peters and you see that he's getting no offers, then you call him back up and say, hey, let's kick this can down the road. We'll give you a 1 year. We'll double your salary. Well, $8 million.
Mm. Well, you might not have to up your offer. My speculation is they might have said they might have said this. They might have said this.
Yeah, let me see the offer. I'll tell you.
They might have said this.
Yeah.
Okay. Five guaranteed. Okay.
Can you write?
I mean, I can't. So they might have said this. And he said, "I feel disrespected."
2 years, $8 million, $5 million guaranteed. Yeah. If I'm Dante Fowler and I have double-digit sacks, I'm probably crumpling this up and throwing it back in your face.
Okay, but he might be running back to you.
He could be.
Might be running back to you because all the top guys have signed. So, yeah, I agree with the EB. I kind of forgot about Edge. They need, okay, maybe Kinlaw is going to be this elephant edge, whatever, but they need somebody who's going to have to rush the passer. So, I don't know. It would be, like, looking at these names, you've got kind of the reclamation projects. I mean, I don't know if you call it a reclamation projects, but older guys who are leaving their teams for whatever reason, including Von Miller, Za'Darius Smith, and Bosa. You got DeMarcus Lawrence out there, the Cowboys.
Right.
That would be pricey. And then you could have your Preston Smith reunion. So I think Preston Smith's been pretty productive.
He has, but he's got to be up there now. What is he? He's got to be 31, 32 at this point,
easily.
Right?
Easily.
I would think I feel like he's been around forever.
He's been in the league a long time.
And he's done a lot with Green Bay. I'm not saying he's not been productive. I mean, I guess if you want to steal him for a year, but is Chase still out there? I'm just curious.
Chase got signed for a lot of money.
He got a nice deal. Three years, 51
by the way, Preston Smith was in Pittsburgh last year.
Wow.
He got traded to Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. So he ended with Pittsburgh, and he only ended the year with 4.5 sacks on the season. Mm-hmm. Now, the season before that, he had 8 sacks. And this, basically, if you looked at his final 3 years in Green Bay, 9 sacks, 8.5 sacks, 8 sacks.
Right.
The Saints are paying
But he might be a combination guy who is, you know, can give you some pass rush and better against the run than somebody like Dante Fowler Jr. And in terms of his age, he's born in 92. So, yeah, 32 years old.
The Saints like to pay a lot, overpay actually, for quarterback pressures. Instead of quarterback sacks. Because that's apparently what Chase Young excels at.
All right. But if you pressure and he makes a bad throw.
So he's pressuring the quarterback.
I mean, there is something said for pressures.
Sure.
We do like the pressure statistic.
He signed for 3 years, $51 million, can make up to $57 million if he hits.
I mean,
let me just
be outrageous. What if you had 30 pressures? I mean, I'm literally just pulling numbers out of my butt.
Yeah.
30 pressures and only 5 sacks, or you had 10 sacks and like 15 pressures.
I want the sacks. To me, they're more impactful.
I might want the 30 pressures.
Not if me. The 30 pressures.
You know who disagrees with Cakes? Bill Belichick.
Okay.
He always said pressure is more important.
You're acting like he's a, like some sort of renowned defensive mind or something. Maybe,
only the GOAT. He always likes it more than sacks because pressures force you into turnovers and
that's exactly what I said.
And throw an interception.
I would guess sacks also force you into turnovers as well.
Like guys, wow. I mean, if you fumble it.
Guys fumble the ball when they get sacked, strip sacks.
Right.
It's more rare.
Right.
Okay.
It's just questionable sometimes how they gather. It's questionable sometimes how they gather that pressure statistic. Because sometimes you'll watch a game and they're like, oh, I had 5 pressures. And you're like, he didn't even really notice it.
I know what status.
Sometimes pressures lead into big plays by the other team.
I know what sex
is. I like pressure.
Sacks. Nobody cares about quarterback pressures. Nobody. Bill Belichick, apparently.
I do like pressures.
I like sacks.
I like to see a guy pressure my quarterback.
Sacks greater than
pressure their quarterback,
pressures.
And then maybe they'll make a bad throw. Of course,
usually they correlate. Like the truth is, usually, the guys who have the most pressures have the most sacks. Chase Young is like a statistical anomaly that he gets pressures and never sacks the quarterback.
You keep rewarding the guy that gets close. Rewarding the guy.
There might be something to the notion that sacks maybe are slightly overrated.
It's
causing havoc.
Okay. Get him out of rhythm, make him bad throws or three and outs over and over and over again.
Yeah. I don't know.
Playing the long game.
You tell me. I have no idea. How many times did we – literally don't know. You could say 20 and I'll be embarrassed. How many times did we sack Jared Goff? I don't know. But we sort of pressured him a lot into a lot of interceptions in that playoff game.
Sure.
Right? So, yeah, I like pressures. Okay. I like sacks too.
Sure.
I like pressures.
I like them both, but I sacks more.
I think if we put our heads together as Adam Peters, we're the three-headed monster GM.
Okay.
We're looking at secondary.
Yep.
And we're looking at edge.
Or corner. Yeah, I like all those ideas.
And then we're kind of looking at a guard. I would wait to the draft.
I don't mind getting a discounted day 2 free agent guard with 40 starts or a guy that moved from tackle to guard, a versatile guy can play both positions. I'm all about it. I want to have a better offensive line to protect Jaden and to create some better holes for B-Rob if we got a guy like him. Still back there.
Coming up later in the show at 9:45, Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice for the Caps. He'll join us to talk about their upcoming West Coast road trip. Coming up.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Roberts. Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up at the conclusion of this segment, as long as I don't forget, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the show of your choice at Wolf Trap this summer. So keep listening for your chance to win that. It's coming up very soon.
Do you know what job got a lot easier?
I don't.
Just a lot easier. And for our entire radio career, the guy that had this job or the woman that had this job had a tough job.
Okay. But it's easy now. Can I get a hint? Butt easy, this job.
I don't know if it's butt easy, but it's a lot easier than it had been.
Don't know.
Selling season tickets for the Commanders.
Oh, that is true. It's a very good point.
Like, if you were in charge of selling the soap for years and years, you had a bad product.
Sure.
You had Dan Snyder. You had all these people that said, I'm never giving that guy any money. And then all the complaints that we would hear about a losing team, going to that stadium, which is still there, it kind of vanished with Jaden Daniels. Sure. Once they started winning, all of a sudden people want to go to games.
I couldn't imagine.
And now the excitement, they made a run to the NFC Championship game. The excitement is there. And then you've got a GM. I mean, how many times have I heard over years from Vinny Serrato to Bruce Allen, they need a competent GM from Cakes.
They finally got
They finally got a guy in Adam Peters.
Yep.
And he's made a trade for Marshawn Lattimore. He's made a trade for Deebo Samuel. Now he's made a trade for Laramie Tunsil. Like, selling season tickets, that should be an easy sell this year.
Oh, I think so. They should be. I think so. I mean,
do you remember the home opener last year? Even the home opener last year, I don't think sold out.
Right.
Against the Giants.
Giants was
week
the
two. They lost to Tampa in the first game. Then they had the Giants. And I remember it was embarrassing. It was like they can't even sell out a home opener.
Could you imagine?
It's going to be jumping next year.
Could you imagine
year?
Picking up the phone and trying to sell people season tickets when your quarterbacks were Carson Wentz and Taylor Heinicke?
And sprinkling that, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And that carousel. Yeah, from our guy Ryan Fitzpatrick. That carousel of bad quarterbacks. And now it's just you got an all pro. Basically, that's leading the team for the next decade.
They escaped the era. Yeah. And this era lasted for basically a quarter of a century of people saying same old skins.
Yep. Well, speaking of eras, a new era is hitting Southwest Airlines to pivot. They're getting rid of bags fly free. They're just going to become Southwest. What they're known for, your bags fly free if you're on Southwest.
And they're getting rid of you can sit wherever you want.
I mean,
they're going old school.
Like, what's happening? What's happening in Southwest? Like,
they obviously were losing some money and had to change things.
I guess, but that used to be their calling card. The reason you would fly Southwest was it's festival seating, and your bags would fly free.
Yeah.
Now they're just amongst a line of faceless airlines, and they charge for bags.
Yeah.
And it's just an end of a long era.
It
is.
Hey, look, I'm not a huge stock guy, but I just punched up Southwest Airlines. Mm-hmm. And in 2021, I'm not great with charts.
Yeah.
They're up here.
Right.
And this is where they are now.
Yeah. It's
so they're trying to shake it up.
Taking a bit of a dip.
Yeah. I don't know. I will say that
that's like a 5-year dip.
My last experience with Southwest was very good. Mm-hmm. I think I've had like two recent. Typically, we're United people just because we have the credit card thing. We use it for the miles, and we use it quite a lot. But Southwest has been good to us, too. I have to say I've been pleased with my experience there.
So starting May 28th, only Southwest's most elite Rapid Rewards A-list preferred members and passengers who book their top-tier business select fares will receive two free checked bags. Frequent flyer A-list members, Southwest branded credit card holders, and other select customers will be allowed one checked bag.
We have a Southwest card. So
okay, so you get one.
So we get one.
You get one.
Fine. Say that again.
You're a Southwest guy, right?
Yes.
You got to get a Southwest card.
Only Southwest most elite Rapid Rewards A-list preferred members.
I'm a Rapid Rewards guy, but I don't know if I'm A-list.
You might have to double check that. See if you're amongst the elite.
For big sillies only.
Yeah.
This is how you destroy a brand. I mean, Southwest for years was one of the most loyal brands out there. Mm-hmm. People flew Southwest because they loved to be a part of it. They like the choosing your own seats. They loved, of course you love the bags fly free. You have to find another way to raise profits, whatever it is. Because now there's no difference between you and all the other soul-sucking airlines
just blend
out
right
there.
In.
I don't care if you're a flight attendant has a big smiley face. I don't care about that. Are you guys sing and dance when you land?
Right. I could do without that, by the way.
It's irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you're constantly getting over. And that's right. What, like, Southwest felt like they were giving you a little something.
Sure.
That's why I like them.
It's actually ridiculous. So I brought up the stock price, which has been going down for the last 3 or 4 years. But their profits, it says here, were $6.1 billion, which was almost a 7% increase from last year.
It seems like a lot of profits.
So they're just,
now again, I'm no
they're just getting
expert.
Over on the man. Because, look, it's like when you go to the, when you're just in the airport, mm-hmm. and you go to the places to eat,
sure.
the prices are way more expensive
right.
because they got you.
You're held captive in
right.
there.
So they got you, and they're going for more profits. Because they know if you don't fly south, what are your other options, right? You're going to fly somewhere else that's going to still end up being just as expensive, if not more expensive.
Right.
I'm telling you, I go to the bottom of the basement. I'll do Frontier. I'll do Spirit. I don't care.
I can't.
You remember
I stop.
How to fight if you're going yeah. to those airlines.
I've always had good experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are the ultimate nickel and dime
yes.
airlines. I want the opposite of being nickel and dime. Just give me the price.
Yeah.
Give me something fair. And give me one little perk, something special, where I don't feel like I'm being absolutely screwed
mm-hmm.
by you.
That you're getting
That's
bent
all
over.
I ask for. Give me one thing. One bag.
All I
Why are they saying they're doing this? I mean, I was speculating on stock price. What has Southwest Airlines said? Because I agree with you, Drab. You distinguish yourself from the market. You have your certain brand, and now you've damaged it.
They're a business. They're just trying to maximize profits, and they see that they could squeeze a little more dough out of it.
Yeah, but now I'm not going to go to Southwest first to book my flights. I'm just going to go to see what the cheapest is.
Here's a critic.
Well, could do that.
Maybe Drab T-Shirt sent this line in to this article. It said, when 97% of your customers say they fly you because of your bags fly free policy, and you make dramatic changes to it, you are telling almost all of your customers your business doesn't matter to us anymore. We're watching airlines self-destruct. This is the equivalent of deliberately sailing a ship into an iceberg.
Now, maybe they had no choice, because what I'm reading here is that they had to shore up their earnings, that they just had their first ever in 54 years company-wide layoffs.
Right.
So they clearly are having some money problems.
I used to be a Southwest guy, but those sellouts lost a customer and me today. This is like Chick-fil-A getting rid of Chick-fil-A sauce. You just blend in with everyone else now.
But Chick-fil-A hasn't gotten rid of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, hell no. That's bread and butter right there.
Apparently, Southwest has been under intense pressure from an activist investor to improve its financial performance after struggling to keep pace with changing customer preferences post-pandemic.
Listen, we all want to get the best deal we can. But there are other things that I think are probably more important than your bag flying for free. You want to be on time. I personally want to have an updated plane with freaking power on it.
Safety is the number one priority.
Well, of course, that goes without saying.
Above all.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you don't want to. Some of these airlines, they're notorious. They miss connections. They're late. You want to be reliable. On time. I like a nice new plane where I have freaking USB outlets, power outlets. I could settle in. I want the freaking staff to be pleasant. I want a song and dance. So those things are also important. Price, very important. But there are other things that are important too. I've been pleased with my Southwest experience.
No offense, but you're in a tax bracket above. You're not a budget airline guy. That's what Southwest's bread mm-hmm. and butter is.
Right.
They're speaking to the Valdez and
they
Drabs
don't feel
out there.
Budget.
Hey, I'm a budget guy.
Let me say this: they did not feel budget when I flew on Southwest just like a week ago, and I'm flying this week. I think I'm flying South. No, I'm flying United. The plane was silly. brand new plane, all the little fancy tricks and accoutrements for everything. Mm-hmm. The Wi-Fi was working great. I had power everywhere. Loved it. On time, got in, got out. The dumb thing where you stand in line, 8th, 60 or whatever. It worked quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was pleased. I don't know.
Yeah, but I've never spent over $400 for a flight from Southwest, and every single time I've flown there,
right.
So, but and your bags fly free.
But now that's gonna change. You're definitely gonna spend over.
I don't know.
Now.
I feel like they
it's a big risk. It's a big risk, and I've seen other companies do this before. I remember watching 60 Minutes years ago, and JCPenney, and I'm not a JCPenney customer. JCPenney was known for sales,
yeah.
And they had a CEO who took over, and he said, I want to quit all this garbage stuff, yeah, where we're sending out coupons all the time and everything's coupons and everything's sales. So he was like, we're just going to come up with the price and that's what it's going to be. And the business tanked, and then they went back to sales.
Yeah, imagine their stock price is not very high at this point.
I have no idea what it is now.
Oh, I don't know either.
So it can't
be great.
It's a risk. Whatever the CEO,
yeah,
or whoever you said, this big investor has said that they need to do better with their money. They've done layoffs and now they're changing their brand. I bring up all the time Boston Market. Boston Market used to crush it. Not Boston Market. Chicken Out. We love Chicken Out. Both of them.
That's a local regional.
Okay. But then all of a sudden, they started expanding the menu.
They were like, let's make our menu like the Cheesecake Factory.
The only reason why they did that, I'm sure, was a response to grasping.
Maybe. I mean, because Chicken Out, at first, it was like, you go, you get your chicken.
Nobody messes with the formula when you're killing it.
They got away from their core business.
Yes, their core business was chicken, and they had an unbelievable mashed potatoes, if you remember.
Just sell that.
No, the problem is, I spent $230 on a flight to Hilton Head, nonstop from BWI all the way to Savannah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're going to charge me to take my bag and my golf clubs, $50 a piece, now I'm paying 40% more on top of my flight just to bring my bags along. That doesn't compute with me.
Yeah. I feel like that maybe I'm just wrong, but I feel like they were making it up in other ways somehow. I don't know.
Just by volume. They were making it up because they were popular. And so when you have that volume, you can charge a cheaper price.
I feel like I'm either paying for bags on the front end or the back end somehow, some way. My ticket price is more and I'm getting free bags. I mean, maybe that's not the case with Southwest, but
this is a prime example of if you give a business an inch, they're just going to swallow you whole, because whoever started this 5 years or 10 years ago, whatever it was, and everyone had a huge outcry, and then every airline after that followed suit. Just like they do with like the value menu, they take things off, and then now fast food prices are $14 for a value meal, whatever it is. You have to hold businesses accountable if they do something you don't like. So I will boycott. I'll take the lead. I will boycott Southwest until they bring those bags back.
And if I'm the CEO of
Spirit, they're gonna fly you right into a ditch.
No, Spirit's fine. If I'm the CEO of one of those other companies, I swoop in, and because they were the only ones, I'm going to be like, you know what? You're not going to do any more. We're going to be that guy.
Look, we're in turbulent times economy-wise.
I like it with the airlines.
We're in turbulent times economy-wise. Prices are going up for everything. It's unfortunate. It sucks. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find another airline that's like cheaper. Unless you're willing to go literally with the worst people on earth.
Dude, Spirit, I'm telling you, I've been on it many times because they fly to Puerto Rico and some of those places. I've never had a bad experience. I know that there's an occasional fight that you'll see that'll make national news. That's not on the regular. And I've also done Frontier and had no problems.
All right,
you're not going to get your fancy accoutrement there, but it'll get you from point A to point B.
How are those pilots? Those guys got any training at all?
I have no idea. I would guess on Frontier and Spirit, you barely get a seatbelt.
Yeah, you probably got some rookie pilot, fresh out of pilot school. I don't know. I want a pot-bellied old man. That's what I want.
All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to a show of your choice for the 2025 Wolf Trap season coming up this summer at Wolf Trap. Joe Bonamassa, Bare Naked Ladies with Sugar Ray, Ringo Starr, Buddy Guy, and many more. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. 1067, you win. So call now. Am I missing the boat by not watching Running Point on Netflix? I know we talked about it, I think, last week. My wife is watching it. She loves it.
She loves it. It's Kate Hudson.
But like, she's watching it like on her iPad. It's not like together viewing up in the bedroom.
So you're not watching on TV together.
She's watching it on her iPad.
Or maybe you need to catch up.
Maybe I need to catch up. I feel like I'm missing out.
I mean, I brought this up last week because I saw that it's getting really good reviews.
Yeah.
And when I saw it on Netflix, I thought, looks cheesy. The basketball looks awful. But if it's Ted Lasso-like, I'm in. I don't know. If you're watching it, can we open up the phone lines, Drab? I'd love to hear from people who are watching Running Point because somebody else, I think, tweeted us this week, and maybe it's because I hyped up Paradise on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't watched Paradise on Hulu, fantastic show, very well received. Sterling K. Brown's a great actor. Political thriller type of show, mystery. So somebody tweeted me that too, and like I'm getting that same response, and I hesitate because my initial instinct was,
here's the problem.
Looks very cheesy. I don't like that they're the LA Waves. You know that they're the Lakers.
That's what it is. It's when it's hard for movies to do a topic that's based on a real league, mm-hmm. but you do a fake league and make it try to be as close as possible.
Too like much
a close approximation.
We're too much purist.
Like the only movie that I can remember that did it, that pulled it off, in my opinion. Now this movie's old. Was Any Given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that movie was so well done, and I didn't care that they were the Miami Sharks.
Was that Oliver Stone?
It was Oliver Stone.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great director.
That was really good. But, like, most, like, The Replacements, I think that movie was horrible.
That's Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, even though it's like a cult classic. Like, it's hard for me to commit when it's a team like the LA Waves instead of the
Lakers.
But
did you like Ted Lasso?
I like Ted Lasso a lot. And that was a fictional team.
Right.
That was made up. But at least it was part, like, they assimilated that into, hey, we're part of the British Premier League. So, like, okay, I could kind of see it's like real league adjacent.
I'm curious.
Like, this one I feel like it might be a bridge too far.
I'm curious if, you know, look, our listeners are similar to us. Mm-hmm. They like sports. I wonder if they're liking the show. Because I've been hesitant too. I almost dabbled with it last night. I can't even remember. You know what? I didn't put on anything.
I think I have
It's stunning. I have a TV in our room.
Yeah.
And it's the worst thing you can do in terms of sleep, but I'll put it on when I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And usually Jess and I will, you know, once Isabella's sleeping, then we'll settle in on a show together,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I'll watch sports or something like that. But last night there was like nothing.
Right. I feel like I have to give it a chance. I feel like I'm just dismissing it out of hand. And not even giving it an opportunity.
I watched the pilot.
What'd you think?
Very good. I can't wait for the next one.
Oh, okay.
Have they only released the one episode?
No, I think like all 10 of them are out.
Yeah, they're out.
And they're 30 minutes, so.
And they've already committed to a season two.
It goes by quick.
Yeah.
It's done very well. It's very funny.
It's done by Mindy Kaling and Ike Barinholtz. I think that they're funny.
Very funny.
I love
funny
Mindy. People. I love the Mindy
they're
Project.
They're funny people.
You don't even notice anything about LA. You just
right.
It doesn't bother you at all when you're watching it.
You know what? I'm broaden my horizons. I'm gonna give it a chance.
I think I'm in. All I needed, Valdez. Just needed one other guy. Not random. I know I'm getting it from random, you know, people on Twitter.
Sure.
And by the way, almost everybody on Twitter, when you put up any sort of opinion, it's never unanimous. Usually people are going to bash. I jocked Paradise, there was like 20 people. Everybody loves that show. I'm telling you. Even EB, I think, would like that show.
Mm.
You doubt it?
I don't know. I've seen 3 episodes. I think he'd punch out after an episode and a half. Maybe even after one episode.
It's hard for me to lock in unless you're singing your ass off.
there's no singing in
Let's go to Willie on line 2. Willie's watched Running Point. See, now if somebody starts trashing it, then my opinion might change.
I don't get as swayed as easily as Jason, but I think I can take differing viewpoints.
Willie.
Hey guys. Hey, I started watching it, my wife and I, first episode. Halfway in, I almost fell asleep. It was kind of nubs. It was kind of corny. You know, maybe the second it gets better in the second episode, but I don't know. I lost interest really quick. It's I don't know. For me, it's a nubs down.
What time did you watch it?
I think it was like Sunday, you know, like 7 o'clock at night, something like that.
Okay, and you fell asleep to it. All right, that's not a great endorsement.
I literally fell asleep, but it lost my interest. You know, I was out. I don't know. I didn't like it.
All right, he's clearly not in. Thank you.
I
for
asked
the call.
Time of day because I've put on shows or movies late at night. And if I fall asleep to it, I initially want to say, well, it's terrible, but it also might just be I'm sleepy. Now, if you're watching at 7 and you fell asleep, I don't have great confidence.
Do I even dare watch the first period of the Caps game tonight? 10 p.m. puck drop from Anaheim.
Depends. Do you have discipline? If you have discipline, sure, watch it. But if you don't have discipline like me, then you're going to end up watching the whole game.
Going to bed after the first
period. Can you watch a period and then go to bed? He can. Cakes can.
I could probably do that.
Okay, well, then watch the first period.
Yeah, but that's 11. That's like 10:45.
That's fine.
10:45.
Done that a million times.
That's like my average.
I try to have good sleep hygiene sometimes.
You do?
Not all the time, but sometimes.
What's your average?
My average go to bedtime? 9:45 to 10.
That's pretty good.
Somewhere in that range.
Just talking an extra half hour or so.
So you know what? Take a nap to prepare for it.
Well, I do that anyway. You act like I don't already take naps.
All right, let's go to Kevin, Chesterfield. Kevin, what's up, man? You're on with the Jokes.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Okay.
Yay or nay on running point?
Yeah, I say yay. Me and my wife watched it last weekend. We started it on Saturday morning. We woke up, got a cup of coffee, and we were just sitting there. And we were like, all right, what's something on? And we're big Ted Lasso fans, so we watched it. My wife fell in love with it. I liked it. It was funny. The basketball is horrible, but they don't show much basketball, so you don't have to worry about that.
This is kind of a long shot because I don't think many people watch a show. But by the way, it sounds like it's a show that you can watch with your wife, which is cool because Amy's watching it. He's watching it with his wife. The previous caller said he watched it with his wife. Did you happen to watch Ballers when it came out? That was like
never saw that.
The Rock.
Yes.
That was the Rock show, right?
Yes.
I did watch that. That was more geared towards, the male masculinity kind of show. I enjoyed that. My wife did not enjoy that.
No, because I was going to say, my wife actually liked it. Like, we watched that one together.
You like Ballers?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good show. I don't know how many seasons it lasted. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was all right. It was entertaining.
Yeah,
it was
there's a level of cheesiness that you can't get away from. In these shows.
It is kind of corny. The uniforms are horrible. The waves is a little ridiculous, but the plot and the story is funny. And Kate Hudson, I kind of enjoyed her. So yeah, it was a
it's not bad to look at.
Who doesn't enjoy Kate Hudson?
Right?
Probably her ex-husband.
Oh, I bet they.
I don't even know if she got married.
I bet they still enjoy it.
I'm sure they did. All right, coming up next, we will get back into the Commanders. The big move they made yesterday was trading for Laremy Tunsil to upgrade the offensive line. How has that affected their Super Bowl odds going forward? If at all, we'll tell you that next.